welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here on Thursday, February 6th here. I'm Zion Brown, of course, joined by Ben Davis, boys head basketball coach Don Carlisle. How you doing today, coach?
Good morning, good people.
All right, we'll get into it, starting with just talking about last weekend's games that you played. You took a tough loss, a close loss to Carmel in that game, lost by five there. What did Carmel do down the stretch that really separated themselves from the Giants?
It's just the pack line defense. They're tough. They're a tough bunch, and we just didn't make enough plays to win the game. I thought that we played well enough to win, but we definitely didn't. We struggled to score at times, and the type of defense that they play didn't lend well for us to win that game. So you have to give your hats off to Carmel. But I did like our fight, and I liked the way that we competed throughout the whole game.
What can you do to make sure you're better at coming back and closing out those type of games?
You just got to keep plugging every day. Certainly it's going to be the same recipe that we have that we've had all year. From the start to the finish now, I believe that we've been getting better. So as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
And then on Saturday, you guys went to Crispus Attucks and took a tough loss. Mm-hmm. What went wrong for the Giants in that game?
Sincere McMahon, he went crazy. He had probably, I think it may have been a career high for him. But he's just a tough kid to stay in front of. Maybe we could have made a couple adjustments, maybe went zone. But when we got down, it was tough to try to speed him up, and it was tough to try to switch things up. We had to kind of stay the course and try to get stops. But they play well. You have to tip your hats off to them as well. They played extremely well. I didn't necessarily like how they finished the game, but at the same time, it's on us to stop them. So they put up 100 on us. That may be probably the first time I've ever had 100 put on me, because I'm certainly a defensive coach. But we just got to play. We just got to play better.
And then, so just going into this last month of the regular season now, how do you feel about your team?
I just feel it's the same team that I've had all year. You know, one week to the next. We just have to do a better job of making sure that we're prepared and ready to go. We can't drop the ball, play well on Friday, and then not play so well on Saturday. So that's the struggle, but that's what coaching is about. And we'll continue to try to get better, and we'll work extremely hard to make sure we're ready to go heading into and leading into the sectionals.
Are there any goals that you have going into this last month and just the rest of the season as a whole for the basketball team?
I mean, the objective is always to win. So we want to go undefeated. You know what I mean? So for the rest of the games that we play. But with that being said, I really just want to be playing our best basketball towards the end of February and early March.
Do you think that kind of, as someone who did make the state championship run that you did, do you think playing your best basketball around that time really bodes well going into the tournament?
I think that's what anybody would want. Preseason rankings don't matter at all, even in-season rankings, because everyone makes the tournament. So, you know, all you have to do is be good on those days. So let's just make sure, for me, from my standpoint and from our program standpoint, we just want to make sure that we are good on those days.
And what do you see in this Avon team that you'll be playing on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, streaming that. Extremely athletic. They're long. They're 6'6". They go 6'6", 6'6", 6'6", and above. So a couple of one of them 6'6", 6'7". But from the 3 to the 5, they're long, and they have some decent guards. So it'll be a tough task for us, but we're up to the task to try to make sure that we slow those guys down and get a W at home, because we definitely need one.
And how will you try to counter their length and their height?
We match up with them well. It's not like we're 5 foot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like we match up with them well. We just got to match and exceed their intensity. That's just been the issue with this group. And when we play hard and do what's asked of them, that we look pretty good. So I think that we match up well with anybody in the state. It just depends on which team shows up that night.
And so how do you try to get your guys to show up night after night to match up well, like you said, and to play to the best of your ability?
Well, the key is to try to emulate and simulate the same things that they're going to see in the game in practice, which is tough, especially when you're playing against, you know, all-star caliber players and different things like that. But that's the task. You just have to keep plugging, keep practicing, trying to find ways to switch it up and keep the guys on their toes. So then when we get to that point, it won't be the first time that they've saw it.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. That game on Saturday will be on WBDG starting around 1:30. Any last words to say, Coach?
No, just keep stay with us. Stay with us. We still working hard. We're looking to make this run, this prime run at the end of the season, really leading into the sectionals, and we won't disappoint. So make sure you come out and support. Like Zion said, the game is Saturday at 1:30 here at home. Just come out and support.
All right. Thank you. This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.